comments to the parents' assistants and their assistants. We all got a collective mazel tov on Dovi's wedding yesterday here at Torah Lakewood. Some representation from the shiur was there. Baruch Hashem. And now we're going to do a chazara starting today, the Siyata Deshmaya, on the subjects we spent time on this month. We began, if you recall, with the Mishnah and the Sech the Yevomis Adar Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. And the first topic, broadly speaking, for today is Yisurei Kahuna. We know that there are a number of Yisurim which the Torah HaKadosha has, which apply to Kohanim in particular, and we have to try to analyze them one at a time and try to figure out some of the details, some of the disputes, some of the definitions, and some of the more practical consequences. It's clear in the Mishnah, Nar Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, according to the Chachamim, Ein Zona Ela Giyores U'Meshuchveres Shenivela Bileznus. We all know what a grusha is, that's clear. A chalala, a bit less clear, but that's discussed primarily in Masechta Kiddushin. We generally assume, based on the Gemara there, Ein Chalala Ela Miyisurei Kahuna. So if a Kohen marries a grusha, the child is a chalala. Chalala means that this child is not a Kohen on a simple level whatsoever. But a zona is much more complex. We have in the Mishnah itself, as you saw, Giyores, Meshachveres is basically the equivalent. Meshanivela Bilasnus. So there are two different kinds of zona in the Mishnah itself. Rashi explains, Ela Angiores, Tibias Akum Ve'eved Psola. In the case of Meshachveres. Nivela Bilasnus, Kon Yisraelis, Shanivela, Anivelas Lepozola. So Rashi, on a simple level, explained to us that the Yisur of Giyores is also an Yisur based upon a Bias Yisur, or a Bias Akum, I should say. I mean, the word Bias Yisur may be a wrong word. After all, she's not Jewish and he's not Jewish at the time at, when that's happened. Nonetheless, according to Rashi, this is what makes her puzzle. Now, Tosu says, Ein zona la giyos mishukhveres, I feel in this guy, p'chusim ibas gimel shonam, asura mitam zona kedam aliyel, dav samach amad beis. It's a machlokus between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and the Chachamim. Fine. So it's a dispute. It is true that the Gemara and the Kiddush Ayin Ches derives from a pasuk in Yecheskel, ki besulas mizera beis Yisrael. Nonetheless, the Yisr is mishum zona, so Tosus here works with an assumption that the Easter is an Easter of Zona, as the Mishnah says here in Pashtus, and those other psukim are smachtas. This is Shitas HaTosus. Quote the Tosus, Rabbi Osai, if this guy pukus mi bazgim l'shanim can't say it's us because of the bia, because a bia with a woman who's less than 3 years old has no shame bia whatsoever, as the Gemara says earlier in Masechta Yevamos, it's meaningless. And therefore, it seems to be a variance between Tosfos and Rashi. Rashi says pshat that Giyores is bias akum psola, and Tosfos says no. And of course, the one possibility is to say no machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, machlokas Rashi ben Yochai and the Rabbanan. Rashi is saying what he's saying according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says over here on Daf Samach and Beis, but the 12th line, Tanya Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer Giyores Pchusim Vaskim Moshanav Yamechad Ksheiro LeKohuna. So then, we're saying that Rashi seems to be saying that if 3 years old and less is kosher, because there's no possibility of bia, and 3 years old and more is psula, because bia is akum, either literally a bia pasul or the possibility of a bia pasul. That's still not completely clear within Shitas Rashi. And Tosfos is going contra Rabbanan. And Rabbanan say no, that the Easter of Giyoras applies even if she was miskayeres at birth, and therefore, by definition, it has nothing to do with any possibility of bia. And the Gemara seems to say on the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Beis, the Gemara that Tosfos quotes over here, the Psak Halacha of the Ir Achas, we pass like Rabbonon against Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay, Rabbi, same with me so far? So far, so good. Good. So therefore, the nature of the Yisra here, according to Tosfos, seems to be an Yisra of Zona. And so, doing so, Tosfos is following the Rambam. The Rambam very clearly learns that the Isurei Bia of Kohanim all must fit into the categories enumerated in the Torah Kedosha, and one of them is Zona. So the Rambam writes that the Piyashmua Lamadnu, this is in Perek Yudches Aluch Aluch Isurei Bia, Shazona Amura Batorah Kol She'ena Bas Yisrael, a non-Jewish woman, O Bas Yisrael Shenivla LaAdam Shiasura Lehinasilo Shalom Bakol. Okay, things of this nature. And the Rambam has an arichas, a very interesting explanation of what is a zona, who is a zona, who is not a zona. Chena giyores halacha gimel, even if she converted under the age of 3, she is considered to be a zona, so the coin. Comes the rive and screams, no. Eina mishum zona, ela mishum dechsiv v'sulos misera beis Yisrael. And in Mefurash Shigemar Kiddush, in Afayim Ches, which Tosfos already quoted, he took the Gemara literally. So the fundamental dispute between Rambam and the Ravid is, are there other Isurim aside from the big three in the Torah? Grusha, Chalala, and Zona. Rambam says, no. So you have whatever else is also, you have to squeeze into one of those categories. And the only category that's really somewhat more broad and flexible and I should say has different branches, if you will, is the category of Zona. Hence, according to Rambam, it has to be Isurim Zona. According to the Ravid, no. It's not a zona at all. It's an Easter, it's Misul's Mizera Beis Yisrael. Fine. Again, our Mishnah itself, Rashi says, it seems to be an Easter of Nivala. Rashi maybe explained the Mishnah quote of Shimon Bar Yochai. And Tosfos says, no. Tosfos over here says, anyway, it's an Easter of zona. Fine. Good. According to the Ravid, it's not completely yes.
The Ravid agrees that above 3 is.
If you took the word out of my mouth. According to the Ravid, it's not completely clear what happens above 3. What happens above 3? So, we saw that the Magad Mishnah in Perek Yutes, Halach Avav, seems to say that according to the Ravid, even a Stan Gioris above the age of 3, there's no Iser of zone. So we're going to assume that to be true, even though we could have disputed it a little bit. Let's take that to be the case. Now, there's a Yerushalmi. Because, you know, whenever the Ravid says something, that's the source for the Ravid. The Ravid says that the Rambam is incorrect, and the nature of the Yisr over here is an Yisr of source of Zerah, so it's not an Yisr of Zona. If you look on the side of the new Rambam, the Frank Rambam, the Enemish Mazona, Vachene Birushalmi, Kiddushin, Perek Dalet Alacha Vav, and he quotes his source in the name of Rav Meir Simcha, in his Kiddushin, Vachidushin Ayim Ches. He also makes reference to the Magad Mishnah we just mentioned, Perek Gites Alacha Vav, where there would appear that this is true even above the age of 3. Let's see Yerushalmi. Okay. Yerushalmi. Question is the Babli agree with Yerushalmi? Or is the Babli argue with Yerushalmi? That's a good question. Tosfos over here in Kiddush in Yevamos Ayin Samach Aleph doesn't mention anybody. No, there's no Yerushalmi here. There is no Yerushalmi. However, a similar Tosfos appears in the Sefer Sanhedrin, and there Tosfos does quote the Yerushalmi. As a matter of fact, you look on the side; they tell you to look on the Tosfos elsewhere. It says Os Tzadi. Ayin Tosfos Sanhedrin Pei Beis Amun Aleph the Mamasla Vida. It's there on the side where a cognate Tosfos, a similar Tosfos, is found in another Masechta. But it's similar, but far from identical. Here in Tosfos the Masechta Sanhedrin on Pei Beis Amun Aleph, a lengthy Tosfos, paralleling our Tosfos to some extent. But they quote here a Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi we don't have. In our Tosfos, Chaimash Rabbi Yerushalmi Perek Bais with the Kiddushin, a whole discussion. There would appear that there is an Isser, an independent Isser, not an Isser of Zona. Now it's interesting that Tosfos in Sanhedrin that we point out a somewhat different formulation than our Tosfos. and Al-Tosis. Al-Tosis, in discussing this possibility, makes the following comment. Tosis says, towards the end, Yeshlama the Rav Lopolik, don't have time to go into all the complexities of Rabbi and Rav and Tzvuach of Tess, Elahecha the Zinsa, the Yolifla Mizona Yisraelis, Kedama Rav, Avalo Zinsa, Moda La Mitzvah Mishim Zona. Okay? So, suggesting over here, when it comes to a Goya, it's one din, comes to a Giyora, it's the Shaykh Bakicha Vechil, Asur Mishim Zona, Afagav the Lo Zinsa. Tosis is suggesting that a Gioris itself is always going to be an Isir of Zona. It comes to a Nachris itself, depends upon the issue of Zinsa. It's interesting that Tosis over here in Masechta Sanhedrin, when they say something similar, the two changes. One, they quote a Yerushalmi, which again, our Tosis does not quote. But in addition, in describing the issue of a Nachri, they have a slightly different term. They say that when it comes to a Nachri, it may depend on whether she's Nivala or not Nivala. They didn't use the word Zinsa. We pointed out there's a possible link that Tosis over here uses the expression Zinsa, because Tosis over here in Yevamis goes with the Rambam's Malach, has to be a zona or a bust. It's either zona or nothing. So therefore, the logical word to use is Zinsa. However, the Tosis in Sanhedrin that quotes the Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi admits of a possibility of something less than Isser of zona, an Isser which is called Psulos Zerabes Yisrael or the equivalent. For that, it might be a known to have Nivala, you don't need Zinsa. That was a suggestion which we had made. So to summarize, we have a Machlokos fundamental, the Rambam and the Raivin. Whenever there's an Iser, Giores, Goya, what's its nature? According to the Rambam, it has to be an Iser of Zona. There's no other Isurim. So it's either Zona or it's nothing. According to the Raivin, no, there's a lesser Iser. Sulos, Mizera, Beis Yisrael. On a lesser level, not exactly the Farish, it's considered a pasuk in Yecheskel, and that's what the Ravid says. Fine. Halacha l'maisa, of course, it shouldn't make much difference to us. What's the difference? Usur is usur is usur. Not only is it usur for a kohen to marry a gioris, it's also usur for a kohen to marry a woman. It's quoted in the Beis Shmuel that whose mother converted while she was pregnant with this woman. This really comes up. A woman converted and had a baby. We passed an halacha in Beis Shmuel that this girl is not permitted to marry a kohen. It's in the Beis Shmuel Siman Zayin Sifkotan Mem Beis, because the Rambam requires horoso v'leidoso b'kedusha. That's something which is important. That's what the Rambam says. Does everybody agree to this? Well, not so simple. Not so simple. The Yerushalmi has an opinion. It's enough that noldu b'suleha b'Yisrael, which means harasa shelo b'kedusha, would be kosher against the Rambam. Could be, once again, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi l'shitasa. According to the Bavli, the nature of the issue is the nature of Zona, she's Paguma, so Harasa Shalom Bekdusha qualifies. According to Yishamah Zali, it's a Zona. It's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. So according to one opinion, it's enough of no Bekdusha Yisrael. That could be Machlokas between the Rambam, who's following the Bavli, and the Yishamah. It has a different point of view. Not completely clear. According to the Ravid, it's another dispute. What's the level of Issa? Some say it's not quite an Issa Daraisa. Not Issa Daraisa. It's Issa what we call Midivrei Kabbalah, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Some say, no, it's in Daraisa.
This is less than three.
Either less than three, maybe even more than three. We went through that before. Certainly less than three. So it would appear. Okay. Fine. The Ravid does seem to say, however, and again another place in Perek Tazayin Lachabez, that Giyoras Hakohen is an Issa Daraisa. So again, we're going to assume that, even though there are those who take a different view. Much is discussed in the footnotes in the Ritva here on our sugya. Yes.
Why necessarily the Bavli versus the Yerushalmi in terms of the Dodo Mosaleh? Doesn't that opinion appear in the Bavli you just composite? Isn't that Rashi's opinion?
Well, we certainly don't pass the Gushim and Nichoy. For sure.
Isn't his opinion the same as the one?
I believe that the Yerushalmi is calling these opinions even on the level of Lahalach. To my knowledge, no one passed the Gushim and Nichoy. To my knowledge. Okay. Fine. So far, so good. So now is a tiny Tosus. Those are often the most interesting ones. The one-liners. Ooh, the one-liners. Look at this one line in the bottom of our daf. Samech Aleph from Aleph. Shenivala bilas nus. That's the lashon of our Mishnah. Pierce mekundras Yisraeli shenivala lepasala. V'yeshalomake. Temechai ve'laven the tafs of a kiddushin. Lo ave zona. And mechai ve'krisus. The Mefurasha, the sugi earlier, he quotes himself. Back on Daf Mem Dalid, Ahmed Beis. So the Rebbe Kivega says, look in Gittin Peites, and look there in the Maharsha. So we all don't have Gittin in front of us. We all have a rush in the back, and I would like it all turned there because this is very important. The rush in the back has at the bottom a sefer called the Korban Asanel, a commentary on the rush, and he says something very, very important. Okay, take a look here. The Rosh is in Siman Vav, and the Korban Asano. Os Lamed. Quotes in the Rosh. Chai ve'lav in the tafs of the Kedushin lo av yezona. So look in the Marsha. Look in the Marsha. And he says as follows. Yesh lahakshos, the Mishnah is vakert. Cheskas bula lenosin olamamzer, the muchach behedra, the nifshul kuhuna, mi baal, mi nivela lachai velaver. That's the Mishnah of Ferish. How can you argue with the Mishnah? The Yesh liyasha, the Marsha's ingenious answer. The Asya commandama, the Kedushin tovsim lachai velaver, Rabbi Kiva, vanan lo kaima lo anhochi, end quote. That's how he answers Tosis. Strek the Korban Asana, that's impossible according to the Rosh. The Rosh quotes that Mishnah Ksubis Halacha. Must be the Bach is right. The Mashal is right. What do they say? The Neid Lo Havi Zona Lulko Sala Bishem Zona Mechai Velavin Kem Zav Zekadushin Afilu Hachi Psula Lekuna Veletruma Kedi Yala Beperek Amana Lekom And Gara Lekamad Av Samaches. Okay, so it's derived from a Pasuk on Samaches, which the Rosh quotes later on. Answer the Mashal's Kasha, Gavaldik. So here again, the same theme repeats when it comes to a Nivel of Chai V'Lavin. There are clear sources that say that it is prohibited, and yet Tosfim say it's not. So how do you reconcile that? So the Mashal had an ingenious interpretation. He suggested that whatever he says it's also goes according to Rabbi Kiva. We all know Rabbi Kiva considers Chai V'Lavin to be Gili Arayis. Not Kibin if there's no Kiddushin, and not Kibin if the kids are Mamzer. So if according to that opinion, Nivel L'chai V'Lavin is like for us, Nivel L'chai V'Krisus. But for us, we passed against Rabbi Kiva, Nivel L'chai V'Lavin, and the fact would be Mutter. And we pointed out, don't have to go into all the chapter and verse right now, this is implicit in the Beis Yosef. But the Beis Yosef seems in his back and forth to assume this way as well. However, there's another body of opinion, this goes back to our first topic, that says, no, you got it all wrong. It's the Korban Asana quotes from the Bach and from the Marashal. No. There's another level of Isser. A level of Isser which is not a zone, he wouldn't get malchus for it, would still be an Isser Middor Raisa. And that's what's happening in the situation of a Nivola Le Chaive Lav. What exactly is that source in the Torah Kadosha? So before we spoke about a Giyoros, we had a source in the Chesko. Here is the source in the Torah itself. Take a look over here, Abosai in the Gemara, on Daf Samaches. Samaches. Amud Beis, Mark quotes a pasuk with respect to Truma. Yes, but Truma and Kuna are very related. We'll see soon this precisely. Mark quotes a pasuk over here. Ubas Kohen Kisiel Ishzar, Hibis Truma Sakadashim, Lo Sochel. So she lives with a strange man, Nivala Pasala, she can no longer be Truma, she can no longer be Truma, then she can no longer marry a Kohen either. And as a matter of fact, Rashi's expression, when Rashi uses the words Gilui Milsa, Rashi goes, end of the narrow lines, Yan Samaches says, Kini Milsa Be'amahi, for Lav Melech Minei Afinan Lav Lekuna Mitruma, the Memela came in the Ifsla of the Truma, Ifsla of the Kuhuna, the Truma Haina Kedushas Kuhuna, it's one and the same. Why is that Rashi so relevant? Because the Gemara Sanhedrin says, we pass from Halacha, it's a Machlokes Rabbi Rava, there's no Malkus, they don't Shemit Adin, and even in the case of Gilui Milsa Be'alma, why is there Malkus in this case? So those who say that there is, based themselves on Rashi, it's better than a typical Gili Milsa Be'alma. Here it's Haino Ha, Kuhun and Truma go together. That's what the Avni Meluin and others point out in this context. Fine. This is the Shita of this point of view, like we saw before, that says that's not an Isra of Zona. However, it is an independent Isra, as opposed to the Marshal says, it's not an Isra of Zona, and it's in fact Mutter. And all those sources say it's also called Kwanda Bekiva, who equates Chayve Lavin with Chayve Krisis for us. Fine. The Rambam, rather, Yudches Halacha Aleph, it's called Bas Yisrael, Shenivla Le'odam, Sheyasur Le'nasalo, Yisra Shavu B'kol, what's it then? It's the status of a Zona. Says the Rabbi, that's wrong. Ein Zona Le Mechayve Krisis. Oh, Migoy Ve'eved, Shem and Kiddushin. Where does this come from? Another Gemara over here in Samaches and the Beis. Very end of the Daf. Take a look. With many, many important sources over here. What does it say over here, Rabosa? What does it say? Look. The names are important. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur Rabbi Yishmoel. That's the Gersa over here. There are other Gersos that are found elsewhere. We'll see soon. Minayel of the Kachov, Be'evet Abo Bas Yisroel, Va'akohenes Alviya Shepsula Shenemar, U'bas Kohen Kisiya Amona Grusha V'gomer. What's the V'gomer? Look on the side. What's the V'gomer? Okay. V'shova V'esariya Kinureh Melechem Aviya Tochel. In order to be able to eat Truma. Again, a Truma Dekha Pasuk. Says the Gemara on the top of Samach Tesem and Aleph. Mishiyesh Amor Tzvigayrish Shinbo. It's good. Yatsu over kachav and v'yevet. Shein amasu geirishin. There's no possibility of marriage. And so to b'chai b'krisis also. There's no tzvises kiddushin. So then and then, it'd be a separate iser, Rabosa. Good. According to the Rambam, there's no separate iser. It's again Zona. The Rambam is consistent. There's either Zona or bust. There's nothing else. These are all different rushes. Call it. We have three of them already so far. Sus v'zera b'yis Yisrael kiddushin. And we have over here, Kisiyah, Nishtar, and now Kisiya Managusha. All these both in Samaches and Medvez. Rambam says all these things are just indications, but the real Isser is an Isser of Zona. You get Malkus for it. And those who say, no, not at all. It's a separate Isser. It's an Isser from a Gili Milsa, and which may be different. Maybe we shouldn't even get Malkus, that the Beis Shmuel talks about. Or an Isser of Kisiya Managusha there doesn't even say the word low. It comes to the first rush. If you look on the side of Torah Shalem, he bistrumas hakadoshim lo sochel. There's a laugh. If you equate kuna truma, it's at least a laugh. Here is facing the positive. Ubas koin kisiyah magusha v'zerin la v'shav misnem yachav yatochas. It's only a plus. A yes, not a no. So this presumably would mean malchus for sure, unless this is zola according to the Rambam sheet. At kind of also the Gemara over here. Fine. Good. Fine. This is, of course, a Yesod, a very important Gemara, and there are additional issues over here. For example, Tosfos on Nafsamach Aleph Amud Aleph talked about the Isra of Nashgaz. Okay, Nida Shifcha Goya Zona. What does Zona mean? Zona means is the only time place Zona is found is in Lav is with respect to Lekoin. So the question is, why is it only, does it apply, doesn't it apply? Very complicated, all these kinds of situations. Tosis is complicated. Yeah. The one possibility is that the Raisa is with by Zinsa, and that's derived from a Yisrael. And Ashgaz is Shalo Zinsa. So we just spoke about a few minutes ago. These words Zinsa. Tos over here, Daf Samach Aleph, Amen Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch points out according to the Rambam, it's an Isa Daraisa of Goya, of Zona proper. So what do you mean, Nashgaz, the Chazal of Goya's Nashgaz later on, the Chashmonoya, even later? What's going on? So he's a Chiddush Nifla, Nifla Venaira. The Rambam seems to say, I think he's right, the Rambam. Rambam seems to say that the Isa Nashgaz, neither Shifcha Goya Zona, is not limited to a Kohen. No, a Kohen with a non-Jewish woman is an Isa Daraisa of Zona. However, if you look in Rambam carefully, in Perek Yud Beis, in Hichlus Yisroel Bi, Halacha Beis, Habol Al-Goya, Yichlo Lo Biznus, Chayim Shem Nida, Shifcha, Goya, and Zona. He's not talking about a Kohen at all. Not a Kohen, he's talking about Yisrael. The word Kohen is not mentioned over here. How can a non-Kohen be, he's not found in Parshas Emor, it's found in the Parshas of Kohanim. How can it be that a non-Kohen can be included in this? The answer is, Rabbanan said, it's so, and we shall see soon, that's one of our episodes hopefully for today, that although the Issa Zona per se is limited to a Kohen, it does have connection to an Issa we know more commonly as Tumah. Tumah is an adulterous woman, that is related in some way, we'll see soon, to the Issa of Zona for a Kohen. Yes, sir?
Can it be an Issa of Esna Zona?
Yeah, well, Esna Zona is a concept which is obviously not limited to a Kohen.
Right.
But it's another proof that the concept of Zona applies to non-Kohanim. Right. So the concept certainly does. Question whether an Isser does.
Well, no, I'm trying to avoid that the Isser of Zona itself, we never see that an Isser of Zona actually applies by Yisrael. Yisrael's Mutter of Zona.
On a level of the Raisa, yes.
Well, what's he mean by Isser Zona is that he's talking about that if he gives an
Esma
Zona, that's within the
Israel
Zona.
Good. I hear what you're saying. Possibly. Fine. Again, a lot of discussion, the tour, the Beis Yosef, I can't go into it now, just for the lack of time. Now, Rabosai, I want to discuss a number of other very important issues. Very important issues. Now, Anach Nun Vav, the discussion in the Gemara, which I just made a brief reference to earlier, but the Gemara is describing various Isurim. Please turn Nun Vav of the days. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. Okay, she was a Nansa, she's Mutaras, Hilon Espasa, and Espasa Mutaras, before she drushes Chazal over here in the same moment, Espasa Mutaras. Okay, but now she wants her husband to die, she wants to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, she may not marry a Kohen. She may not marry a Kohen. Why? Pashup Shalwai, Nivalala Pasala. This man was Pasala, because she was married to Reuven, this man is named Shimon. So of course, she is asura to a Kohen upon the death of her husband, and the Almanas can marry a Kohen, but not this one. Okay? And there's a discussion of what happens in this case. Oh, my Rava, skipping about 10 lines. It's just Kohen Shenensa, Bala Lokale Mishim Zona, Shem Zona in Mishim Tumah Lo, El Af Mishim Zona. Whole discussion, there's Tumah, there's Zona, and in the Nika of the Army, Rava says, or Rabba, different Gersos, and she's called Shenensa Bala Lokala Mishim Tumah. Mishim Tumah in Mishim Zona Lo. Alma Ba'onis Lokabina Bezona. So there is again, not going into the Prot, there's a Balamor and there's a Raivan and there's a Ramban discussing this very question. Is there an Isser of Zona proper in a situation of Onis? Maybe not. Ram would say for sure yes. Ram is a very non judgmental when it comes to Zona. Says, don't. What had I called last time? A zona is not a zoina. A zoina is a pejorative, a ru. A zona is a technical term. A Gioris said, actually, the biggest tzedekis in the whole wide world. Afa Pikain, she would never call her a zoina, she's a zona. It's a term of art. It's a pasuk in Chumash, whatever the sources for these drushes are. So it could be that an onus, and one the Ram would certainly be a zona. But the Balamor is not so convinced. The Ramban goes
back and forth. And once again, they talk about an additional Isser, the Ramban says, so beferish, don't bring me right from the Mishnah. The Mishnah just proves in the Ksubis that it's Isser, doesn't mean it's a Zona. It's a different Isser. The Ram again rejects all that stuff. So just repeating again another source in the Sugya over here on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Again, not going into all the Pratim at the present time, but it's something which you should be aware of. The Baal HaMor says, hey, Zona or Bust, and the Ramban says, no, it's a separate Isser. And the Rabbi says, no, also it's a separate Isser, because it's the Shita, so as a separate Isser of Sulz was there based Yisrael, so Kisi Ali Yishdar. All these separate Isser exist. This is a big dispute amongst the Rishon. The Ram is on one side, others on the other side. Good. Now, yes.
The Baal HaMor says there is no Isser outside of Zona?
That's correct. Correct.
So he goes like the Rambam, no?
In principle, like the Rambam. Right. So it appears. I would like to share with you some of the wisdom of Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Aris, which we spoke about, we learned the first time. I'll just give you a little bit of a review, briefly. This is in Simon Memhei in Kovetz Aris, which relates to our sugis directly. There is a Shidas HaRambam, an interesting Rambam. The Rambam Paskas, we've discussed this very recently again, in Perek Tetzvav Alocha Beis, Kol Chai Ve'Lavin, Boa V'Lokidosh, Ein Oloke. It's a unique Shidas of the Rambam, based upon the Gemara and Kiddush. Fine. Except for Amar Lekom and Dolo, that's a simple read of the Gemara and Kiddush, although almost all Rishonim disagree with it. He quotes a kash against the Rambam from the Gemara in Yevamos that we just saw. All Chai Ve'Lavin, Pasal and Isha L'Kahuna, B'Bia Gereda. B'Bia Gereda. And derived from Amon L'Kohen and Gadol. Okay. It's a derivation over here on Samach Tesam and Aleph. That's what the Gemara knows, this psuk. Take a look over here. One of the derivations of the Gemara is from Amon L'Kohen and Gadol B'Amonah. Right, b'bi'a l'chuda, here too b'bi'a l'chuda. What's the comparison according to the Rambam? Amar l'kohen gadol is the one exception we get malchus, which is with b'bi'a alone. And all other chayv alav according to the Rambam, you do not get malchus with b'bi'a alone. So what's the Gemara talking about in Samach Tesam and Alpha according to Shitas HaRambam? This is the kasha which is quoted by from the Rash and the Gedolei Rishonim against Shitas HaRambam. Tremendous. Oh. Comes up l'chonon. And discusses this with some very interesting chidushim. He said, according to the Rambam, even though there's no Isur Bia, because there's no chidushim, there's no Isur Bia, it doesn't matter. The individual is considered to be an Ishzar. An Ishzar. And an Ishzar is a problem even if there's no Isur Bia. He's going to try to bring a Rambam, a writer of the Rambam from an unusual source. From what? Shachov Pothel B'Biyasa L'Kuna L'Truma. Gemara Sotad Avchav Vav Amid Beis. Even though it says in Yevamos, back here in Nunhei Amid Beis, Mishamish Meis Barayas Potter, and he's assuming that Shachov is someone who doesn't have any Koach Gavras, is Mishamish Meis. What do you see from it? The answer is, quote, I'm reading his words. Shame zona eino talib and maisa bia. The Gemara as a dava poshut. What's the another raya? Ayin vav. Nashim ha-mesolos lubazu. According to one opinion, sulas l'kahuna. Even though Rava has to agree that's no maisa bia at all. So the question, of course, becomes, why? Number one. And number two, mele when it comes to a kohen, nu. He says, I can hear it. Shame zone, I can hear it. But the Gemara extends the Easter of Shachov, Mekanin al Yodo, that talks about a man who's married to a woman who's married to a Yisrael, and he tells his wife, listen, ma'am, listen, honey, I don't want to be with that guy. That guy! He's a Shachov. The doctor says he can't know what might be. I don't care, I don't want you to be with that guy. And the Gemara says that that's a valid kinoi in Hilchos Sota. But as if it's talking about the nation of Yisrael, said Rabbi Chanan, the famous line, If you look in Kiddushin Ayin Zayin and Beis, the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara is discussing what we call Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but it's a thing called an Isser Mosif. Zona adds to Chalal. Umeshani, Hol V'Shem Znus Posel B'Yisrael. Because Isha Shezintza B'Ratzon Neseres Labali Yisrael. Pilei Ploim. It sounds like Yiddish. Not Hebrew Aramaic, it's the Yiddish. We all know, we lam donim in the room, right? That if a woman is unfaithful to a husband, it's called an Isser of Tuma. It's not called an Isser of Zoma. We saw the Gemara Mefurish in the Rav Meis. It's an Isser of Tuma. Umavua Mizes is Rabbi Chanan. Disa Levala Gam B'Yisrael. Umitam Zona. And he quotes the Ritva on that very daf in the Rav Meis. Hakol hoy because it's Zona lo yikachu. Ish the Zona Asura lechaladam. Kimo Zona lekoein. Amazing. Amazing. So therefore, Israel Abayla has to do with Shem Zayna, and you don't need it in a dinabia. You don't need it. Another Gemara Yavamas from Haman Beis. Pratakina la derech evarim. Sagatad chamina the kpenas abal toli rachmona vel kopi. What kind of kpenas abal? A machmadi shouldn't learn Mesilas Hasharim together with this guy. But what? The answer is no. Shame zona of the Bashavak Pedas Shabbat. Now, what about Mesilas Hasharim also? So no, I don't think so. Rav Shech, the Shlita, has a phrase, he calls these things a Maisa Ishus. Learning Mesilas Hasharim is not a Maisa Ishus. But this Derech Evarim, at their intimate physically, even if there's nothing revised to the level of a Maisa Biyah, that's called a Maisa Ishus. Rav Shech went further and said that even applies to Chuppah. The Gemara also, in Masech, the Yavamas, talks about Yesh Chuppah Lipsulos. That they could be just going to stand under a chuppah with somebody can create an issue. Nun zayin amadeis yesh chuppah lepsulos. And according to Shitas Rambam, it might even be a din da oraisa, just with some kind of a maisa ishus, even though there's no maisa bia. So that all fits into one general category, the possibility, both with respect to Issa Kohen and with respect to Issa Labal, the possibility that a maisa ishus, which does not rise to the level of maisa bia, may be sufficient to create such an issa. Yes, it's Ben. Sorry.
Isn't it mashma from the Gemara here on, I think, Samachal Amad Beis, that there's an issa zona if the Baal has relations with her before she drinks?
That's correct.
That before then, she wasn't a
zona. That is correct, but that's referring to a Kohen. Ben is referring to six sheets. Let's just look quickly while we're on the topic. There were six, no less than six opinions. I mean, that's an expression, you know, two Jews, three opinions. But here we have six different Jews with six different opinions as to what is the Zona Murabatara, Samach, Aleph, Amud, Beis. Give a look. Six. This is Chazan, very brief. What are the six opinions? Says the Gemara as follows. Right over here. Samach, Aleph, Amud, Beis. Says the Gemara like this. Matanya, Zona Kishma. Devir Abelezer. What does it mean, Zona Kishma? Kishma means Lashon Toa Shatoa Mitachas Baal Acherim. The Abelezer in Zona Ela Eshes Ish. Whoa. So that's called the Zona, as you said before. What kind of, we would call it a Tamea. But they use an expression Zona, at least called the Abelezer, to have this connotation of being unfaithful. Fine, we said it before, play, even though that he supplies to a non-Kohen as well. Let's go again, repeating again from before. Vaita. Rabbi Akiva says, Zona zu mufkeres. Mufkeres literally means on a simple level, she's willing to mezana with anybody. Ramasa v'cheresham, as you go Gemara now, Ben, filholach baila v'lashkosa bo'olea v'derech asal zona. They added a relatively minor, forgive the expression, a minor prohibition. Her own husband lived with her at a time he wasn't supposed to because she was under a cloud of suspicion of being a sota. That's enough to render her a zona asur l'kar. A beautomer, zona zu islandess. Chacham amrim, and zona la giyaris v'mishukhres v'mishukhres. That's the town of Amishna. Rabbi Loza omer, the worst. Pani abal apni l'shamish asal zona. Whoa. Oh. So the Gemara does say, fortunately for us, ain halacha k'Rabbi Loza. Phew. That might make life difficult for Kohanim and there are parts such as ours. It's hard enough that unfortunately many of the Baalos Tshuva had non-Jewish boyfriends. We'll get to that in a moment. But if you would even knock out a Jewish boyfriend, that would be even more difficult. There was a discussion in the Poskim, ain halacha k'Rabbi Loza. But does that imply that everything else besides Rabbi Elazar ben we do paskin lot? That means not only should we ask her the case that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch accept, namely our Mishnah, Nivela Leposala or Gioris, maybe even Mufkeres. Oh, that's a serious problem. If you have a Mufkeres who's Mizana with the Yisraelim only, it would be a serious problem. We have a right to rely the Kula on the Tanah of our Mishnah. In reality, the sad reality is, again, it depends how you define Mufkeres. It's not a matter of dispute, but if you define it Kipshuto, Mufkeres, she's willing to, she is very, very unparticular about who she's living with. The sad reality is likely to include a Goyim in that mix in today's world. That, like in the old world, where, you know, people were particular not to get involved with Goyim. Unfortunately, there are people that are marrying Goyim and doing Mizana with Goyim. Talking about the non-from world. I'm crying over it. I'm not casting stones. I'm just casting tears. It's a sad Matthias. And so therefore this dispute, whether we should pass them like the sheet of Mufkeres, is not that relevant, because there's often a goy involved in these kinds of situations. Okay, Rabbi Elsai, these are some of the highlights. Again, I'm going very quickly over some of these things because we can't go into every prat to prat and doing the chazar. Fine. But now we come to something which is, I believe, very, very important. Very, very important. I'm sorry.
What are we understanding about islandess? Is she a zone?
We don't really have too many islandesses running around. Pasha, she's Buteras Sakar. Pasha, we don't pass no. Now, the Ritzvah is going on the discussion in on Daf Nun Vav Mebeit that we started, and he quotes a Yesh Omrim, that according to Lishta Kama of Rabbah, that Eshesh Nesra Asur Mishum Zona. Say, some want to suggest that owned that by Shari Sure Bia Baones, she's not a Zona, and certainly Pony Pnuy Rabbalazar is not a Zona. That's what a Yesh Omrim. Before quotes a Yesh Omrim. Ritva at the end rejects the Yesh Omrim. It's the Kasha from Shvuya and from Nensa. The Balamon and the Ramban talk about it. We might have mentioned before, the Ramban said, yes, she's a Sura, but she's not a Zona. Okay? And as a matter of fact, they say, to the contrary, the only time we would even have a Havamina, that Nensa is a mitigating circumstance, is only with respect to Eishes Ish. That's what Tosfos says over here, in government days, the Pap Tosfos. Okay? What it says, the ikar chiddush the onus v'ratzon lo hava leveishes ish al b'shar arayas ein chiddush tvei be onus v'ratzon the absolute. It's all the same. This is the maskana of the Ritva, like the Tosis, and the Ada Havamina, which is almost exactly the reverse. So let's chaz it so far. Both said from the very beginning we had various isurim that apply to the Kohen. Kohen to the Rambam, Levat Grusha and Chalola for the moment. Kohen to the Rambam, everything's included in Zona. We saw already at least three other potential Isurim, which are less than Zona, which may apply. The first, we saw the Raivim, Sulis Reserve Basis, Yisrael, Gemara Kiddushin. Then we saw two Gemaras in the Sechta Yevamos on Samaches. One of them is Kisiya Leishdar, and one of them is Kisiya Managusha, Rosh Chazal. So we had at least three. Why don't you turn to the Rosh, Rabbi Osai, in Siman Vav. We already were at Siman Vav before, but to find yet another possible issue with respect to Issa Kahuna. Take a look. In Siman Vav, the Russian Siman Vav writes as follows. Go commenting on that Gemara we started, Nun Vav Amid Beis. He says as follows. Says it's an Iser Asay to the Nitma. What does that mean? The Nitma, Rabbi Osai, is something which is found in the context of a Isha Shezinsa, Vinistra Vihinitma, and the Gemara talks about the Nitma, it's the Gemara Masechta Sotah, talks about the Nitma applying Echad Lebal, as it's very, very famous. The Echad Leboel, which is also pretty famous, but not so famous, is Echad Lekuna. That's the Gemara says in Masechta Sota. So that's a, yet a fourth alternative to the Issur Zonah. We had Slus Ve'Arvish Yisrael, Kisya Lishdar, Kisya Managusha, and now V'Nitma, three times, that's based on Sota Dav Chav Chesem and Aleph, Echad Lebaal, V'Echad Lebaal, V'Echad Lekoin. That's what it says, Nitma. Okay? So there's yet another possibility of an Issur over and above the Issur of Zona Prop. Fine. So now we come to the major Kiddush of the day, which is a Ritva in Kiddushin Samaches, who quotes a Ra'ah. This is something which is so startling. For those who remember how this sort of evolved, it evolved in my head based upon an interpretation which I found later to be untenable based upon the Gemara, but it tempted me. It started with the Marsha. The Marsha said, if you recall, the Marsha said that although there are mefurish sources in Shas that Nivela Lepasala would be Asura Lekohen, we don't pass it that way. They go according to Rabbi Akiva, and we don't pass it that way. We pass it like the Chachamim. The major Chiddush, which the Bach and the Marshal and the Korban Asana don't like at all, but the Beis Hashanah seems to hold that way. So the question became, could we suggest it with respect to Akum V'Eved as well? Akum V'Eved, maybe it's only Habo Masro Pasal Lakuna. Maybe, largely we can suggest this, only according to Rabbi Akiva. As we saw back at Avtei Zayin, Rabbi Akiva holds that there's presumably an Issur D'Oraisa in these kinds of cases. Was it according to Rabbanan? Not. So we suggested it, but we found out, we were somewhat crestfallen to find out that the Gemara in the Samach Tesam now was Befeirish Vakert. It was a good Havamina, we thought initially. It was against the Mefurish Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara on Samach Tes, in the continuation of this Drushas Chazal of Kisi Almana Gusha, Samach Tes now at the top line, Mishesh Almanas Vigarishin, Yotsu Akam Ever Shein Ba Almanas Vigarishin. And then the Gemara discusses a little bit later on within Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Omer, and Kedushin Tosim, B'chai V'lavin, Maisi Hiel, etc., 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 etc. So you see, clear from this Gemara, that this is not limited to Rabbi Akiva. It applies to those who argue to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, that Shita, although it was very nice conceptually, it fitted nice with this Marsha, but at the end of the day, it's against the Beforish Gemara. Okay, so therefore, we seem to be cooked. It's all over. No, don't give up hope. We found a Ra'ah cited in the Ritva and Masechta Kiddushin. What did he base himself on? He based himself on a Gemara in the Masechta Yevamos, which I'd like to show you again. We saw it 30 months ago. We saw it also again last month, at least with the Sugis. It's a Gemara on Daf Memhei. On Daf Memhei. You may recall, the question was, what will happen if there's a child born to a non-Jewish man and a Jewish woman? So what's the status of that child? Okay? So the Gemara is over here, and that from Ham and Aleph, end of the narrow lines, towards the end, Akum ve'eved habo bas Yisrael, havlad kosher. One says mamzer. We say no, kosher. Some say makulko. So what does it mean? Havlad kosher, el lekuhuna. Okay? Because everyone agrees, kula amaroi, the machshi, modus havlad, the last narrow line, pogum lekuna, mikavachoma me'almona. Ma almon ol kohen gadol sheni tzur shav bekol. The first wide line on Mem Hey Manal. Bena pagum zu shei tzur shav bekol. Eino din shebena pagum. Frankly, what kind of kahal kam is that? Ma le almona the kohen gadol sheken he atzma mischalelas. Says Gemara, that's a problem. Hachanami kevan she nivela psala. Dom Rav Yochanan Mishum. A different person. Who's this time? Mishum who? Very important. Rabbi Shimon. And it's really Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's time Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and that's how the Ritva quotes in the Kiddush Shimon Bar Yochai. Minayin la'akam evo Yisrael. Akolayin salavi al Yisrael shem tzulu shenema baskon kisi almana gusha mishal almana zugereshin bo yotzu akam evo v'shein la'amana zugereshin bo. Stama de Gemara. So all Rishonim assume is Gemara Halacha Lamaisa. It's found in Samach Ches. It's found in Samach Tes. It's found again in Mhei Halacha Lamaisa Mamsh. Comes there all and says absolutely not. He says, look, if this Gemara is true, then the Kavachomer is an absolutely valid Kavachomer. Yet the Gemara says in that Mehemet base at the end of the entire sugya, what did the Gemara say? Bottom line. What's the bottom line? Hilchasa. Akum v'yevet abor bas Yisrael avlat kosher bein b'pnuyah bein b'eshesish. And many Rishonim understand kosher to mean kosher legamre, kosher even to a kohen. So how can it be? How can it be kosher to a kohen? I have a kal v'chomer and I'm an aleph she'en alei tshuva that she's a surah the kohen. The answer must be that the assumption of the Gemara is incorrect. What assumption? Rav Yochanan and Meshir HaShemen Yochai is incorrect. So therefore, those who at the end of the day are matir, the woman who's a child of a goyan, a Jewish woman, to marry a Kohen, and there are many, the Rambam holds that way, presumably, the Ramban suggests perhaps, and others, they're going to have to hold according to the Ra'ah, not only is the daughter mutter to a Kohen, but even this mother who lived with a non-Jewish man and had a father and had a child to him is also mutter to the Kohen. Because otherwise, it's a kavachomer she'en alei tshuva. That's the reasoning of the Ra'ah. Okay? I'll read you the Ritva in Kiddushin Samaches. Mori in the room. The Apostle, Alocha l'Tera, Legamei b'chol hanu, the Mori l'Tera. The Chik naktina b'piska stama v'lad kosher. Legamei karmina. Legamei, totally. Complete, totally. V'lad kosher. Kosher legamei. V'leslam drosha. The Rabbi Yochanan, Rashbi. The Amaminai, the Goy, the Evan, etc. We don't bask in that way. Says the Ritva, I asked the Kash against my Rebbe from all the Mishnayas and the Shmaitis, Asir and the Kuna, all over the Talmud, by Shvuya, for example, according to those who pass in the Heter, called Aliba the Hilchasa, then Mutaram the Kuna. I only do it with the Mishnayas, the Koyan Godul Mishim Bula. Oh, let me explain that the Shvuya is only also to a Koyan Godul. To Kohen Hedin Muteres. It doesn't sound that way. What about Yanai HaMelech? Famous Sugan Kiddushin? Shira Lov? Fisha Nisvash Imam Odin? Well, the answer is Fisha Oya Aviv Kohen Gadol. Oh, see, those are, they used to buy the Kohen Gadol in those days and, for a price. Okay? Bula. But that's not the Pashat the Pshat. And he quotes the Gemara in Ksubas. He doesn't like the Pshat. He thinks the Rebbe even backed out. Okay. Fine. Here's what it says. Bottom line is a lengthy discussion over here in the Ritva and Kiddushin of Samaches. Amud Beis. Okay. The footnote here quotes a number of different questions, which none of which are actually fatal, but it's important to note that he points out over here a chiddush in Rav Meir Simcha held that there's a distinction here between a single woman and a married woman. So the Surah of Shvuya referred to a married woman, and everyone agrees, a single woman, then that's when the Ritva and the Ra'ah suggested that she's Muteres Le Kohen, as opposed to the Shelas David, who understood that the Ra'ah is Mekel even when it comes to an Eishes Ish. He didn't like it. There was a apostle called the Shita the Chuya. We shall see how Chuya it is in a moment. But the bottom line is the dispute within the Ra'ah, was he making with respect to Pnuya only, which would solve a lot of problems, or no, he carried it to an extreme because he was matter even in the situation of Eishes Ish and have to work harder that the other sources in Shas shouldn't be checkmate against this particular Shita. Oh. Fine. It's interesting, if you look in that Ra'ah and the Ritva, he says as follows. Remember, the whole yisod of the Ra'ah was that it's impossible to be matter the child and asa the mother. And since at the end of the day they matter the child completely, the mother must be permissible as well. That's the suggestion. Now, we'll give you a few more lines. Okay. I'm quoting. Goya ba bas Yisrael avlat kosher afilu lekahuna. According to you, Rebbe, according to you, there are all. And he adds the line. Uvagoy ein zaro meyuchas achrof. Wow. And therefore we can argue ein o pogam lekuna klal, that the mother and the daughter are not pogam. You know why? Because a goy ain zara miyuchas achrof. Now, of course, the question becomes, what does that mean? What does that mean? Over here, we're suggesting that the psul goes from the mother to the daughter. Ain zara miyuchas achrof refers to the father. What's pshat over here? So, I wanted to suggest the following explanation. We had over here in this Rabbi Chanan, he makes reference to Shit Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says in Ksubas Dav Gimel Amid Beis, Zin Soim Anochri Vin Isgari De Muteraslo. Why? The Bias Nochri Ain Abia, the Rachmana Afkare Lazare De Nochri. Frek Tosis, what do you mean? You see Shit Asurul Baal, so you see it's not could be a Behema. B.S. Behema is not Neseres Labala. So he says, Rabbi Natamal, oh no! After B.S. Nachri Eina Keshuva Bia, Mikoma Goma Isha Nase Zon Al Yodo, Lagar Mishachuf to Mekanan Al Yodo. Again, this is all part of Rabbi Chana's whole theme, that in order to, Rabbi Shechta called it a Maisa Ishus. So the Nachri is a Maisa Ishus, even though it's not a Maisa Bia, Lalachas B.S. Akam, is Kibiyas Behema. Oh. So the Ritzva says, this is a unique din which applies to this Yisod of Eishes Ish, nothing to do with the children, etc. But according to the Ra'ora Bosai, this very Svara, that Ein Zara Miyuchas Achrov, tells you that Bias Goy would not passel to a Kain. Would not pass to a kohen. That's exactly what this is all about. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. We had a big fight. We spoke about it at Barichas last month. We learned the Indian itself. Let's get a quick peek. The riff seems to be in doubt as to what's the din of the child, again, a female child of a goy and a Jew. Look back on Daf Mem Hei, where that's found, on both sides, in the fourth parak in Yevamis. Okay, the riff seems to be misupik, and the rush is very critical of the riff. The rush can be found right next to the pay of the Korban Asanel in Parak Dalet Simen Lamet. So the riff seems to be misupik. Says the Rush. Any role can mokum sheipel basafek. What do you mean? We saw it before a minute ago. Afem hey, but the comment the el stomach the gemara the kula amaroi the machshu moda davlat pogam the kuna kavachoma me'almana. The came in the kavachoma lesley pircha lekamanda poligale finished. Umashlo hiske gemara the end hilchsa avlat pogam. The Lord Tzarek Lemifsek, the Kfar Masik Stama, the Gemara Liel, the Kulam Aroi Moda, the Bnei Pogam, the Lekaman, the Polik, the Hutzuk Lifsok, the Elish, the Vakosh, the Kol, the Elish, Ish, finished. Adkan, the Rosh. He's angry at the Rif for being in doubt whether this child, this girl, can marry a Kohen. For sure not. Says the Korban Nisanel Ospe. Uvimashal, Simulam, and Chesra, and Eomer Gamkein, Ein Roes, Suffolk, Bedinzer.
Ela ibcha mistaber. The shari lekayin.
Prove the riff is right. If it's mesupik. And on the one hand, the Rosh says no sabbik, it's certainly also. The Mashal says no sabbik, it's certainly mutter. Put two together, it says certainly it's a sabbik. So there's two such giants on the opposite sides, they're so sure that they're right. So we're not sure. I'm not going into the entire Mashal now, but that Mashal is Yamshal Shlomo, similar with Ches. As part of his defense to explain why this girl is kosher to marry a Kohen, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. That's how he explains the Ritva on his own. On his own. That's the Svara. And the Marashah goes further and says Rabbeinu Tam as follows. When did this Svara become apparent to the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam? That this chiddush to Gesvara, that Rachmona afkwe lezare, and therefore the child is going to be mutter even to a Kohen. You know when the Gemara realized that? The Gemara didn't realize that until much later in the game, if I use that expression. But the Gemara is over here on the Memheim and Beis. Not only do we paskin la'alocha rabosai, that akum ve'eved abo bas Yisrael havlad is kosher, but what? Even if Baal Eish is Ish, that's a chiddush at the end of the Gemara. How do you explain that one? Can you imagine a woman is married to Reuben and she lives with John and has a child and the child is kosher? How do you explain that one? She's guilty of adultery. How do you explain anything like this? It's impossible to explain. The only explanation, says they say, is Rachmon Afkel Azare. That's it, finished. There is no father. Once you say Rachmon Afkel Azare, says the Marshal, as Rabbeinu Tam swore, be a sakel to be a spahema. If that's the case, the child is kosher. The Ra takes it only one step further. Not only is the child kosher, Rabbosai, but even the mother is kosher. Like Nivel Behema Mamish. The mother is kosher as well. Either Gemara before didn't think of that. Of course not. Because the Gemara before didn't know yet that Akal Ababah saw his kosher even as Yisish. The Gemara didn't know yet that B.S. Akal's could be a payment. The Gemara didn't know yet Rachmon Afkel Lazare. So before the Gemara knew that, it said, B'lishim Shaila, the mother is possible. But once the Gemara concludes at the end of the day, that the Vlad is kosher, even the Kuna, even as Yisish, she's in Siman Afkel. The only one alternative, which is what? Which is that the Vlad is kosher because Rachmon Afkel Lazare. That same Israel, we matter the mother too. So that's how the Mashal is shot in the sugi itself, which of course would fit very nicely into the Ra'ah. I don't think he even had the Ra'ah. He just says that this whole Kiddush on his own. He may have said it only limited to a case of the daughter, but the Ra'ah extends it to the mother. Because after all, there's a Kal V'Chomer, which is a tremendous. What do you do with this Kal V'Chomer? All the way is just to say the fact is wrong. And the fact is wrong according to Shita Sarah. Now you'll say, it's a Shita Dechuya. Yes. It is certainly Shita Dechuya. No one is saying that the halacha lemaisa, we can tell a Kohen to marry a woman who's lived with a non-Jewish boyfriend when she was a Balas Tshuva, etc., before she became a Balas Tshuva. I'm not passing away halacha lemaisa. Chalila v'chalila. It's against the Rambam, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against almost all the Rishonim. The claim that even they're all backed out. But the Shita does exist on paper. And not only that, what I discovered later on, something quite remarkable, as I brought it to your attention, that the Oser HaPoskim in Simin Zayin Sif Kot Nun Zayin Os Beis has the most incredible sheet. What happened? It was a big war and many of the Jewish women were taken captive. Hereg Rav. And they lived with their non-Jewish captors. And the Darkei Moshe says that they were being matir even to marry their husbands, come back to their husbands, who were Kohanim. How can it be? So you ask your Afkinah about the Kiddushim, they were never married. So the Mephoshim is very nice, they were never married. But he's a Goy. He's a Goy, Rabbi Ossi, a Goy. Nivel of the Goy, Mephoshim Gemara, she's a Surah the Kohen. What are you talking about? So also, Apostle quotes one of the Mephoshim, you know what? They must have relying B'Shas HaTzchak Gadol on this Ra'ah Shita. So, if that's the Ramah himself is long on the Darkei Moshe, although it doesn't spell it out, but that's what it means to be able to marry a Kohen, otherwise it doesn't read straight. So we find that this actually made its way into the Halacha L'maisa vocabulary of Gedolei HaPoskim, again, albeit only in a case of Shas HaTzchak Gadol, which has been described over there in the Ramah. Adkan Rabosai. Any questions before I go on to the next part of today's Chazara? Okay, so we tried in an hour or so to quickly go over many shirim. We spoke about the Isurim the Kahuna. And now we move on to the very next sugya, which is also found in Samach Aleph. It's the next inyan. And it also actually begins over here, Kohen Hedjel or Yisa Islandis. That's the first five words we learned this man in the Mishnah Samach Aleph from an Aleph. Why not? Why not? Should we pass the Shazan as owner? The answer, she can't have any children. So that's not the Kohen. And no one can marry an Islandis. Right, unless what? Rabbi Osai, Elam Kane, Yeshua Yishua Bonim. If he has children already, he's already fulfilled. Pru Ravu. Some say it should be O Isha O Bonim. Because if he has another wife, he can have children through her before Ben Gershom Scherim. If he has children from before, he already has children, so he's now permitted to marry an Ireland, even though he cannot have any more children because she cannot produce any more children. This leads, of course, directly to the next Mishnah. Lo Yivatel Adam Samach Aleph Mibbeis. The period of Arivia, Elam Kane, Yesh Lo Bonim. What's the cutoff? He passed like a Basilil, a boy and a girl. Get an impression, Rabbi Osai, that you should not be misbattled from Pur Ravu unless you have a boy and a girl. But you get an impression that if you had a boy and a girl and you keep having more and more children, you're still fulfilling more and more of Pur Ravu. Having a boy and a girl is what we call a Shiel Lamata. But it's the mitzvah kiyumis, which means it's not absolutely obligatory to continue to try to have more children, even if you had already a boy and a girl. Okay? Ma'nafkamina rabosai, if you are chayev or not chayev in a practical sense. So the answer, of course, is, we quoted this within the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam in Perek Tetzav and Chuz Isha Halacha Aleph. What's the nature of the obligation on a practical level for a married man to be able to say, I satisfied my halachic responsibility in attempting to have children? When does a person can say, I did the right thing? So that's found in the Rambam. I'd like everyone to see it inside the text. Please turn to the Ein Mishpat Amoli on page Dalet, column 3. Towards the bottom, Perek Tezav Alach Aleph. Let's read it together again. Please look inside. Ha'isha Shehirsha says Bala. Achar Nisuin Sheyimona Onasa Reza Mutter. Although the Pesach says Sheyrek Susa Onasa Lo Yigra, she can be Michael. Emet Ramburim B'shahayo Lo Bonin Shekvar Kiyem B'sus Piri V'rivya Avalam Lo Kiyem Chayev Livo B'chol Ona Ad Sheyiyu Lo Bonin. So the practical way that a person was required to do the maisa, in order to be able to have children, is to live with his wife on a regular basis, to fulfill the chiv of ona, and that's your ishtavus. Your ishtavus is to fulfill the chiv of ona, and hopefully through the chiv of ona, children will be born in a natural way. That's, and we see this again, Rabbi Osai, from a Tosefta Mefurish, with Tosefta can be found if you want to look in the back in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. It's very important Tosefta for reasons which we spoke about at much greater length last time, but a little bit this time also, where it says in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, Ish Ein Rashoy Lisa Akora Uskeno Islandis Kitana Vishenu Ulele. What's wrong with marrying a Kitana? Give us some time. She'll become a Gdola. The answer is, when a person has not had any children, he's required to do his best to have a child as quickly as possible. Yeah, well, I'll wait X number of years until she becomes a daughter. That's not, you're not allowed. Ain't a rashoy. So for the same reason, as we've said so many times already this year, ain't a rashoy to be involved in contraceptive practices before a child is born. That's the equivalent of marrying a katana. She could be 20 years old and very fertile, but not just on a birth control pill. She's made herself infertile, so she's converted herself into the equivalent of a ketana, and therefore it's not permissible. So the Tosefta says, the Rambam had it. We read it from the Rambam that they're required to live together normally. That means without birth control. Okay, we shall see soon certain limitations going forward after they have a child. In any event, aside from the practical obligation that the man has to live with his wife normally, is also this idea of having children. Having children. The Rambam puts it, Shetiskayim mitzvah zu biyado. Once you have children, there presumably is no longer a chiyuv to live with one's wife on a regular basis, which is prescribed by his own in the Torah. She's meichel to be no obligation. Yes, there are other obligations of le'erav al tanach yadecha and sheves and even and more pruvu, but they don't rise to the same level of chiyuv that require concerted effort to have the child, which exists before the boy and the girl are born. Fine. That's it. Presumably it's a chiyuv of the Rabbanon, if you're on the mitzvah with the very sofrim, not to be mizbata from Pru Revu, as long as you're going to have more children. It's a chiyuv of the Rabbanon. And he explains, Kol ha-mosif nefesh achas v'Yisrael, ki'ilu bone olam. I think it's an organization that raises money to help people have children. It's called Bone Olam, right? They got it from the Rambam. Bone Olam. Where did Rambam get it from? I think from the Mishnah Sanhedrin. So Matzal Nevesh Achaz Mishrael Kilukim Olam Mole. So if you have another child, you're a Bone Olam Mole. Of course, the question becomes very poetic. Oh, wow, poetic. It's good. Makes a good fundraising. But it's against the Gemara. The Gemara has different psukim discussing why we should have more children even after the person has a boy and a girl. Gemara has a pesuk in Koheles. But Bokas Ras Arecha will erav al tanach yadecha. Rabbi Yeshua says, "No, sodom bezik yaldus, the sodom bezik nuso, yilbanim be yaldus, yilbanim bezik nuso." From the pasuk in Koheles, not quoting a pasuk, a svara of bone olam. That's a good kash. So the Netziv suggests that. Yes.
But
why aren't you quoting it more accurately? So the Netziv suggests that he means the end of the pasuk. Thankfully, we're not maratzim, but we do have the Torah or Hashalim that makes everyone into a Talmud Chacham at least for a minute. So he has it in front of him. It's Ozvav. Babogus Rasel on Tachad Decha Pasuk Kavel Ki Ein Chayodeya Eze Yichshar Hazeh Ozeh. That's how the pasuk concludes in Koheles, and the Netziv understands this to mean Shneim Kiyachat Tovim means, oh yes, have more children because it's going to be a bone olam mole. That's what it means. Okay, if you look on the side of the Frank Rambam, they say it's based on another Gemara, the Gemara in Masechet Yevamah Samam Gimel Amud Beis. Towards the bottom. What does it say over there? Kol Mishen also the period of Arabia, Kilu Shofech Damin, based on the juxtaposition in Parshas Noach. Oh, Shofech Damin. So the opposite is a person who is also the period of Arabia is Bona Olam. Right? The opposite of Shofech Damin, of destroying the world, is building the world. Is building the world. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin Lama Zion that we made reference to earlier. Fine. What? I saw on the side of the Frank Rambam. They made reference to this Gemara. I think it's an accurate citation. That presumably is where the expression, the dramatic expression of the Rambam, is coming from. If you're not having kids, it's shofach damin. If you're having kids, it's the opposite. You're building the world. Okay, fine. There was a lengthy discussion, which we're going to go over very briefly, about the issue of selling a sefer Torah. The Gemara has over here. In Masechta Yevamos on Av Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Gemara says, "Nafkamina Limkos Sefer Torah B'Shul Bonim." Two lines up. So we normally never sell a Sefer Torah, but to have children, you would sell a Sefer Torah. That's the Gemara saying. It's not completely clear. Halacha lemaisa, when we don't sell a Sefer Torah. If you look at this Gemara by taking it of itself, you get an impression you only sell a Sefer Torah if you have no children. Once you have a boy and a girl, you would not sell a Sefer Torah in order to be able to afford a wife who can have more children, as opposed to a wife who's older and cannot have any children, they could somehow you can get for less money. Those are things that were business. Don't go into that business, but I said, but in those days, that's the way it worked. Okay. So now, what do you mean? The Mefurish Gemara. But it's another Mefurish Gemara. That's the Gemara of Samach Beis Amid Beis. You alluded to it briefly before. Masnisin the Log or the Lav Karabi Yoshua. So therefore, very good. The Gemara says in Samach Aleph Amid Beis, according to the Mishnah, you should not sell a Sefer Torah to have additional children. Very nice. Shalok Hilchasa. We pass an halacha like Rabbi Yeshua against the Mishnah. And therefore, you would have to sell a Sefer Torah to have additional children. This is what some of the Mefarshim say. Then the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what about selling a Sefer Torah just to get married? In other words, even if you sell your Sefer Torah, it's a cheap Sefer Torah, you can't afford to have a wife who's childbearing. But just to have a wife who's not childbearing, even for that, you sell a Sefer Torah. Is that permissible? So it's a machlokus menakotze lakotze. Some say that if you can sell a Sefer Torah for theoretically Rabbi Yeshua to have additional children, kavachomer, you can sell a Sefer Torah just in order to have a wife, because having a wife by itself is more important than having children, because of lo tov ve'os ano levado, to be alone is a terrible, terrible thing, etc., etc., etc. Others say no, not at all. You can only sell a Sefer Torah to have additional children, but not to have a wife who cannot have children. Oh, but isn't it more of a bigger, it's a chet. Don't talk to me about chet. That's not a discussion. We're not a Musar Seder over here. We're talking on a practical level. You sell a Sefer Torah, which is the most precious spiritual item that we can ever imagine. The only trade-off for us is bringing something which in a certain way is even more precious. That's another Jewish child. Maybe we made reference to that famous song of one of the most recent tapes, where they came to the shul after the Holocaust, and they opened up their own kodesh with Simchas Torah, and there were no svarim, and then they carried the Jewish children. I cry whenever I hear that song. But it's what does it say? A mensch, ayid, excuse me, is faglichen to a Sefer Torah. We have a translator here. So it's a beautiful, it is poetic, but it's this poetry sometimes is truth, you know, not always, but sometimes it's truth. That therefore you can sell a Sefer Torah, you're going to bring it to the world, hailing a Yiddish kind. Whoa! So that's what that justifies it. But just to say to yourself, my Averis, go sit in the Beis HaMusa. You have no right to sell a Sefer Torah for that. So it goes in different directions. We don't have time to go into the various positions of the Rishonim, of the Achronim. They're just mamish minakotze lakotze, different positions. If you want to look on the back, you can see that the Ramban holds in the Milchamis, you sell a Sefer Torah even for a lav bas bonim, even though there's no Sheves, but kol shein for a bas bonim. The Rabbi says, "Faket, you sell a Sefer Torah. You would not sell a Sefer Torah for additional children because it's only din de Rabbana." And he then says, "Even for an isha who would not be a basbanim, still you wouldn't sell." So the Kabbalah is going in the opposite direction between the Ramban in one direction and the Rabbi in exactly the opposite direction. The opposite direction. So halacha l'maaseh are really four shittos. According to the Ravid, you don't sell at all. What's that? Puravu? You don't sell to have more children or to have a wife without children. Finished. Ramban says you sell in both cases, even for a not bas banim, kavachoma for a bas banim. So the Mugei Yosef in the back says you sell for a bas banim, but not for an ain't a bas banim. Explain to you just now why. And the Re says the opposite. You sell for an ain a bas banim to save yourself from chet, but not for a bas banim because you already have fulfilled the mitzvah of pru revu. The Re is found right over here in our Tosfos, right over here on both sides. Samach alef amad beis olam Re the matzal the name of that filiy eshel banim the olam mitzvah lista bas banim mode hechad the tzorah limkosev a torah bishul bas banim. Kevin sheyesh lo bonim lo yimkar me'acha shemotzi she'en ebas bonim lo etztach limkar. Again, as we point out these four positions, which are all one extreme to the other. Okay, there are more about I quote the Truma Sadesha that a man should not take a bas bonim kishe yigrom kitata. Where do you find that kitata plays a role? After all, such an important mitzvah, having additional children. He quotes the Gemara about saying Masechti Avos. Of course, where else? Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Osai. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about what's called an Eitz HaHogenes. You give the person proper advice. Eitz HaTov HaKamash Malon. What does that mean? We say as follows. Im Ho Hoya, who is Yelad, who is Kena, who's up in the Yalda. Omelo, Malach Eitz HaYalda, Malach Eitz HaZkena. Klach Eitz HaShekamoscha. It's appropriate to marry someone who's approximately your age. I don't mean Rabosev, don't misunderstand me. As I told you last time, it's fine to marry a girl who's a few years older than you. No, it's a mitzvah gadola. Okay? But not 30 years older than you. That's a different generation. That's not recommended. Or 30 years younger than you. You're not 30 yet. You can't 30 younger than you, but for someone who's older, it's not good. As a general rule, it doesn't work out. They're wired differently, different ages. It's not appropriate. So the Truma Sadeshin quotes that Gemara, the Ramah cites him, that you shouldn't marry a woman for Bas Bonim. There are fights between yourself and your new wife and the children who are her stepchildren. Who knows? It's just not such a good idea. And as you've already heard, one could argue that the same way as you're not mechuyev to try to have more children by taking a second wife, hey, you have your Yisbach Hashem blessed with your, thank God everyone's still alive, the first wife, the first husband, and they're going to have a fight, she doesn't want any more children, so you're not mechuyev to have a ketata with your own wife. How's that? So that's why I tell people that if the wife doesn't want to have more children and the husband says, I want more children, sorry, you're potter, you should not make a ketata with your own wife. Kavachom from some other woman. So that's why I think the woman who bears the brunt of carrying the children, as she's speaking in a reasonable fashion, has to be listened to if she wants to space the children or she wants to stop having children after a certain point. I think that when you're going out with a woman, I don't think it's appropriate. I had these things. Oh, we're gonna have three kids. We're gonna have eight kids. We're gonna have two. What are you, crazy? You're planning out your life to. We're going to send her to this school. And I'm not going to marry her because she's going, she wants to go to this school and I don't like that. What are you, crazy? Just find a girl that's a fine young Jewish girl and you're more or less on the same page and stop discussing great details how many kids are going to have waiting to go to yeshiva. I think that's a little bit much. But that's just a side point. Yes?
So why is a guy allowed to marry, who has kids, allowed to marry a woman that has kids? No. Like I said, they give two, they got divorced.
Big tata.
Yeah.
Not always. What do they say? His, hers, and theirs? Is that how they? Sometimes they melded families. Sometimes it works very well. You have to know your situation. Every case is different. Fine. It's interesting, and I'm sort of running out of time, but there is a discussion about Sai. And the Ramah talks about it. A person has a mamzer, is to fulfill the mitzvah of pru revu. Seems to be a Rizvah name of Yerushalmi. A bit complicated. Some say the answer is no. You know why not? Mitzvah Abob Aveira. And the question becomes, does Mitzvah Abob Aveira have relevance to our issue? Comes in Minchas Chinuch, famous. Whoever's ever learned Minchas Chinuch, Allah said, always starts with Mitzvah Aleph. But the more people learn that mitzvah than any other, the Taryak. And it's such a freilich mitzvah. Puravu is a mitzvah. It's classic. He says over there, he thinks it's not a problem mitzvah of Abaveira. Why? Because he learns that the mitzvah is that there are children. The Bia, in his mind, is only what he calls a Hechsha mitzvah. He compares it, it's well close to Pesach now. You take matzah from the house, from the street into the house. You're over in Issa Daraisa of Shabbos. Still, you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. I don't know. It seems to me that it's not so simple. I would say the other way around. At the mitzvah, I have no better way to phrase it. The mitzvah for which I get mitzvah points, you want to call it schar olam haba, call it mitzvah points, whatever you want to call it, it's to the contrary. Is the ma'aseh bia that a man has with his wife and every owner, that's his obligation, that's what he's supposed to do, that's what he gets mitzvah points for doing and avera points for not doing. And therefore, if it happens to be in a situation where he's living with a woman who's prohibited to him, it would be a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Mitzvah haba b'aveira is a measurement of whether you have the act of mitzvah, the schar mitzvah, and in fact, I think you would not have that. At the same time, Rabbi Osai, if you did the mitzvah, you did the avera, and you had a boy, and you had a girl, you had a jackpot, you did one avera's isur b'yilad, and you had twins. Okay? A boy and a girl. So, that's it. I'm not required to have any more children. What does that mean? We're going on two different levels here. One is on your mitzvah points that you don't have, and one is, am I required to attempt to have additional children? The answer is no. I have a boy and I have a girl. This answers another kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch answers the kasha. The Gemara is over here in Masechta Yevamos. I want to answer it today, but I'll just rattle off in a second. What about a man who has children when he's not Jewish? And now he converts. Rabbi Yochanan, number the first white line on Son of Bezalel, Kiyem Piriv Rivia. Frekta Minchas Chinuch, what are you kidding me? He's not a Bar Chiyuv at the time. He compares to someone going back to Pesach. A guy ate matzah when Kfol shed, and he was not lucid, he was not sane, and then he became Boch Hashem sane 2 hours later. He got to eat matzah all over again. I ate matzah. No, you ate matzah, you weren't a Bar Chiyuv. Here too, you had a born girl. You were a guy then. What's going on over here? So again, that's a Minchas Chinuch's kasha, a tremendous kasha. It's a Turi Evans kasha. Turi Evans kasha. So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, the having the child is only a Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you, in fact, have children. He has a kasha against Tosfos and Baba Basra. Tosfos and Baba Basra says in Afyud Gimel that we don't say Ese Dochalos Aseh, because you don't fulfill the Aseh until the Gemar Bia, and he's already over the Lav on the Tchilas Bia, Harah, Sugin Sechta Yevamos earlier in this parak. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what are you talking about? You don't have the mitzvah until you have a boy and a girl. Tosfos should have said, if we have, no, we say, no. The ma'aseh mitzvah, the kima mitzvah, is the gemar bia. That's what can produce children. That's your ishtadlus. You would say, ese dochalosei, were it not for the fact that you're already over at the tchilas bia. Now, both say, I have more to say, but obviously I'm out of time. So we didn't get as far as we thought we would, but we've made some significant progress. Then tomorrow, I must say, everything is regular. There's no funny days. I can't afford any surprises. Regular shiur? Okay, it's a regular shiur. 1 o'clock tomorrow, this Yad HaMishnah. Yeah.